Yes. Mrs. Allison?
Asking about guests at a party, wanting to know the names of all the people were there. You might say who?
Who all was there?
You would say who all. Okay. And would you ever use that as a possessive? If you wanted to know the identities of some children, you might say, children, are they? Blank children.
Whose children are they?
Not who all's. Okay. And if you wanted to know what a preacher had said in a sermon, you might say, blank did he say?
What did he say?
What all ever?
No.
Okay. If no one will look out for them, you say they have to look out for
themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he'd better do it
for himself.
Okay. I better get a few more of these pronouns. I was going to skip them, but if there was something that the two of us had to do today, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might say blank and blank have to do it.
You and I'll have to do it.
Or if you and another man had to do it, you might say
he and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, that's most of it. Let's see. Then talking about things. This is baking stuff. Stuff made of flour baked in a loaf is
bread.
What are some different kinds of bread made with flour that are common here?
French bread would be the most common. Mm-hmm. Then you have this awful muck that is commercially made, which you can buy any place, and that's becoming much more common, just white loaves of bread. At a few bakeries, you can buy pumpernickel, mm-hmm. Rye, whole wheat, mm-hmm. cracked wheat, and certain other more exotic breads.
Do you use cornmeal ever in making bread?
Occasionally, but not often.
What types of bread are made from that?
Cornbread. I can't think of any others.
Do you know the term corn dodger?
No.
Okay. If you bought bread, if you made your bread at home, what would you call it? What kind of bread?
Homemade.
And suppose it were bought at the store, it would be?
Store bought.
Okay. And what do you call the pastry that's round and has a hole in the center usually and is eaten for breakfast?
A
fried.
Oh, a donut?
Mm-hmm. What is the particular New Orleans variety, the French term? Square.
Well, that's a beignet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a hole in the center.
No, that's true, it doesn't. What do you call the things that are fried on a griddle and you make a batter and have served three or four at a
pancakes.
Time?
Pancakes.
Any other term for those?
Not common. I know other terms like flapjacks mm-hmm. and things like that, but those wouldn't be normally used unless you were being clever or facetious and emphasizing a point.
This is a unit of weight. You'd go to the store to buy two blank of flour.
Pounds.
Mm-hmm. To make bread rise, not baking powder or soda, you'd use
yeast.
Mm-hmm. And what is the inside part of the egg called?
Yolk.
And what color is it?
Orange. Or yellow.
Mm-hmm. If you cooked the eggs in hot water, what would you call them? In the shell.
Hard boiled, soft boiled.
And suppose you cracked the shell and let the egg fall into the hot water.
I don't know what you call that.
You know the term poached?
Poached, yes.
What would you call fat, salt?
I never eat poached eggs, so I would never.
Fat, salt meat from a hog you might cook with greens.
Salt meat.
If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that meat?
Bacon.
What about meat that you'd buy unsliced and then you might slice it?